And so let's do our part. Okay. This evening, memory verse that we are going to take up is from Psalm 31 and in verse 14. And let's read this together. Psalm 31, verse 14. Okay? Ready, go. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. And that's something that we can proclaim, that God is our God, and we can trust in Him. Actually, the verse after that is quite significant. Let me just read it for you. In verse 15, it says, my times are in your hand. And that's a very special verse. You know, we can trust God for every stage of our life as we go through. You know, our life, our times, periods of times, epochs of times, whatever we go through, every stage of our life, you know, we can trust in this God. And that's really special, you know, that we have a God who holds us in His hand. And, you know, we can trust in this God. Okay, well, let's read this verse one more time. Ready, go. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. Okay? Okay, my times are in your hands. Okay, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer before we take up God's word. Our Heavenly Father, this evening, we want to pray and thank you for young men who want to serve you. And this evening, once again, we pray for Ben Chong and Ben Kwa. Dear Lord, that you will be with them, strengthen their hearts and their faith as they seek to be trained as future pastors of our church. And we pray, dear Lord, that we will do our part to support them and to pray for them. And we ask, dear Lord, that you will bless this time even as we study your word. We pray, dear Lord, that you will bless this time, Lord. We remember Pastor as he goes to Myanmar tomorrow morning. We pray that you grant him journey mercies. And we pray, dear Father, that our brethren will be encouraged through the word that he will bring to them. And we ask that you bring him back safely to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this past few months, or rather the past month, we have been studying about trusting in God. And we've been trying to work that out. Even as we learn to trust in God, there will be struggles in life. You know, sometimes we think that if we trust in God, we will not struggle. Actually, that's not true. Tonight, even as we study the psalm, we will see that even as we trust in God, there will be struggles. There will be all kinds of struggles that we will face. In fact, life and all the things of life, there will be struggles as we learn to trust in God. So, even as we trust in God, it does not mean that there will not be any struggle. Yeah, okay? Let's turn to Psalm 71. And in Psalm 71, we read of how the psalmist, how he struggled. Okay? And it's good to struggle. Sometimes if we don't struggle, you know, it may not be a good thing. When a fish doesn't struggle, it means it is dead. Right? So sometimes, that was something that Pastor told me years ago. I thought it was very encouraging. You know, that when you see a fish, it is still struggling, it means it's still alive. And that's true. You know, there were three men who were talking about what they would like people to say when people come to their coffin, when they are dead, and what would people say? And one of them said, you know, I would like, so the first one was an accountant, he said, you know, I would like this person to say, that is an honest and good accountant. Yeah, the accountant's laughing. Yeah. And another person is a lawyer. And he said, you know, I would like people to say, wow, that is a good lawyer. And then finally the doctor say, you know, the doctor's turn, and he say, well, when people come to my coffin, I would like them to say, hey, look, he's moving. You know, it's better to be alive and struggling than to be dead and not doing anything. Okay? And so struggling is a good thing. And here we see the psalmist struggling. Okay? He struggled. He struggled with being in the hands of the wicked. Psalm 41 verse 4. In 71 verse 7, we read of how he wrote, I am a wonder to many. You know, he was going through so much problems and challenges in his life. When people look at him, he was like a wonder to them. You know, in Singapore terms, we will say, wow, this person is very jialat. Huh? You know, this person is going through so much problems and difficulty. People wonder at what he's going through. In verse 9, there is this idea of, do not cast me off in time of old age. Okay, even in old age, the person struggles. The person struggles when he's a youth. In verse 4, deliver me out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel men, for you are my hope, you are my trust from my youth. So as a young person, a person will struggle. When a person goes through life, he gets married, okay, there will be some struggle. You know, as he goes up the corporate ladder, as he goes through life, as he has children, as he grows older, every stage of life, there will be struggles. And the psalmist struggled. He struggled at different stages of his life. And that's something we want to consider. Today I was just talking to someone, and a person was telling me about, you know, the family is going through a difficult time, and the parents are quarreling, and the person finds it so hard to cope with that. A person also going through problems at work, and wow, things are overwhelming. You know, sometimes when you look at life, there will be struggles, and we must not be afraid to go through struggles. There will be fears. There will be the dread of death. There will be times when we feel defeated. Are there times when we feel like life, that we feel defeated? Yes. Okay? And these are the struggles we feel. I mean, let's be honest. These are the struggles we feel. And these are the things that psalmist felt. There are times when enemies would say things against the psalmist. Do not forsake me when my strength fail, verse 9. For my enemies speak against me. There will be times when people will speak against us. And those who lie in wait for my life, they counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. And so the psalmist struggles. He struggles with growing old, he struggles with death, he struggles with the things of life. So when he was young, he struggled. I remember when I was young, I struggled. I struggled with all kinds of things. I struggled with my own anger. I didn't know what to do with my anger when I was young. You know, I would come out, you know, you can go ask Pastor Mark. There would be times of outbursts. There would be times. There was once I went home, and you know, I was just so upset that day. And then we stay in the same room. I stay in the same room with Pastor Mark, okay, all my life, until I moved out of the house. You know, until then, now also together all the time. It's a good thing. And so I went home, and somehow the wind blew, and the door was locked. Okay, the door locked by itself, and our doors were, you know, we had grills, and we couldn't climb into the room. And I mean, you can just call the man to come and open up the door, right? The locksmith. But I didn't. You know what I did? I was so angry. I look at the door and I kick the door. And the door, you know, banged open. And of course, the whole thing broke off. Then my brother looked at me, "You crazy fella." My dad came back. He was so angry. He said, "What do you do that for?" Then he called up his friend. "You know, I have a crazy son, a mad son, don't know how to deal with his anger." And that was what I was like. I didn't know how to deal with my anger when I was younger. You know, I struggled with my anger. I struggled with an inferiority complex when I was younger. Everybody was better than me. I struggled with, when I was in the Air Force, I struggled with, you know, others being better than me. When I became a pastor, wow, you know, I struggled with all kinds of feelings that I had, negative feelings. I struggled. But you know, one of the things I really appreciate is that I've learned to trust in God. Okay, and this evening, you know, let's talk about what it means to really trust in God. Okay, and trusting in God is not trusting God just at certain moments. We think we should just, okay, I trust God, I'm facing this problem, I trust God at this point of time. What if trusting in God is actually a journey? It is not just moments of time, but it is a journey of trusting God all the time. From when you are young, all the way till you are old. It is a journey. It's a journey of trusting God. I remember when I was, I went to visit my sister-in-law at San Francisco. Yeah, my sister-in-law is behind. She's with the computer. And she was studying at Stanford. She was studying at Stanford, and I went to visit her. And I told her, actually, you know, I knew she had a car, so I went to visit her, and and she said, "Anytime can come." I said, "Okay, I'll take you on that." And I went, and so I wanted to go to the Yosemite Park. Okay, that's about four hours drive from San Francisco. So I went there, and I said, "Can I borrow your car?" She said, yeah, please. It was a Volkswagen, very good car. And so I went alone from San Francisco and drove all the way to Yosemite Park. Now, I love driving. I love horizons. I love driving on my own with a map. GPS, no fun. Okay? Just a map, road, car, by myself. That's always the best. And so I started driving. And I love navigating. One hand, navigating, looking at the road. Multitasking, you know, when you're a pilot, you multitask all the time. Listening to music and so on. And memorizing God's word along the way. And you know, and it was a wonderful journey. Along the way, I got lost. You know, I pride myself in being able to navigate very well, but I got lost. And the moment I got lost, I went to this Shell station, and I asked, "Hey, where am I?" And the person pointed, "Okay, you're here." Okay, so I carry on. And you know, I had to learn how to trust the map. I had to learn how to trust along the way. Then when we came to Yosemite Park, it was a long drive up this mountain. And you know, right-hand drive? And the road is on the right-hand side. Okay? And it's just next to the cliff. So when you drive, and the road is very small, and as I was driving up, you know, when you look down, you go straight down all the way. That was really scary. Because the hill became steeper and steeper and steeper. And I had to learn how to trust God by driving forward, carrying on, and hope that I don't drive the car off the cliff. I'm not going to explain to my sister-in-law. But you know, that was a very interesting journey of trusting in God. What if trust is a journey? A journey that starts from birth until death. What if trusting is something that you learn along the way? What if trusting is an instinctive kind of trust? And here was the psalmist. Instinctively, he learned how to trust in God. In verse 5, "For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you." You know, trust and hope goes together. He learned how to trust. You know, even a baby has to learn how to trust mom. Okay, I'm very close to my mom. Okay, very, very close to my mom. I love my mom very much. We just celebrated her 81st birthday. And, you know, it was a time where, you know, I just took time to thank her and to love her and to kiss her and just to say thank you so much for being my mom. She had to go through quite a bit of suffering for me. Because Mark came out first at 5:55 p.m. I came out at 7:05 p.m. So she had to wait 1 hour 10 minutes for me before I came out. And so that has always been a thing that my mom will always raise up whenever I do something wrong. I had to wait for you 1.5 hours. I wanted 1 hour. You know, I want to sleep, but I cannot sleep. And the doctor would, she always say the same thing. You know, the doctor say, "Mrs. Tan, you cannot sleep. You still got one more baby coming." And mine was a dry labor, so it was more painful. But you know, ever since then, I have this trust in my mom. There is a special relationship with my mom. Partly also because she spoils me. Every time if there's a chicken drumstick left, she will take it and give it to me. Not Mark. Yeah, Mark is elder brother. Okay, lah, never mind, you have it, lah, you have it. But, you know, there's this special instinctive trust. And so the psalmist was trying to write and say, you know what? Trusting in God is an instinctive thing. As much as we can trust another, so much more we can trust God as Father. And so the psalmist learned how to trust. You turn with me to Psalm 22. It was something that the Lord Jesus also learned to do. Okay, Psalm 22. Very similar to Psalm 71. In Psalm 22, we read of how this is a prophetic word concerning the Lord Jesus. Verse 9, "But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help." And it is something that we learn. Instinctively, we can learn to trust in this God. And sometimes fears will come. Sometimes challenges will come. Sometimes struggles will come. And those are the time, instinctively, we should trust God. As a young person, this is something we should learn. But he moved on. The psalmist moved on from there. Let's go back to Psalm 71. And he moved on to learning how to have an increasing trust. In verse 7, "I have become a wonder to many." You can see that the troubles are, it will come in between the verses. Okay, as he learns to trust, overcoming one thing, and then the next thing, problem will come. And then he learns to trust again in verse 7. "But you are my strong refuge." There is a greater sense of trust now. In verse 3, "Be my strong refuge." That's a prayer. And then in verse 7, it came true. "You are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day." And so there is this increasing trust. This increasing trust and hope in God. It's not stated there, but it's there. Can you see this? Okay, so in verse 5, he states it. But in verse 8, he doesn't state it, but it's there. Can you see this? And that is an increasing trust in God. We can continue to trust in God. We can find a greater sense of trust. You know, let's not be satisfied with an average trust. Let's not be satisfied with getting by. Let's go beyond. You know, during the week I was looking at this riddle. And this riddle, this is how it goes. Where are average things manufactured? Where are average things manufactured? And the answer is the satisfactory. The satisfactory, average things. Okay, never mind. You know, let's not just be satisfied with an average trust. Let's grow. Let's increase our trust in God. Let's go on to learning how to have a trust that impels us to go further in our faith and our service for the Lord. Let's have a trust and hope that will continue. Verse 14 and 15, we read, "But I will hope continually, and I will praise you yet more and more." You see, he had a hope, a trust in God that impelled him, that drove him to go further. Can you see this? And this is something that he had. He sought to praise God even more and more. And that's something that we want to have. A trust that impels us, that drives us to go beyond where we are, to move on to the next level, to rise up to the challenges of life and of God. Maybe God has called us to do something significant. Then let's rise up, let's find the trust and the hope to rise up. You know, I still remember when I first was challenged to serve the Lord. In fact, I was only 19 years old, 18, 19 years old, when Pastor first broached the subject to me, and he said, "You know, Mitch, have you ever thought about being a servant of God?" And so the next few years, I interacted with him. When I was 19, I asked, you know, "Can I be a pastor, a servant of God?" And he said, "Well, you're still too young. And why don't you go into the world, join the Air Force and see the world, and if you can turn your back from that, then let's talk." And that's what I did. You know, I joined the Air Force, I learned to trust God there. It was very challenging, there were tremendous struggles, and yet the Lord was there. He led me every step of the way. It was a journey of trusting in God. And then he came to rising up to the whole occasion of giving my life to the Lord. And that was Stephanie as well. And you know, we decided this was something we wanted to do. And she said, "Okay, let's go into it." And I learned how to trust God. But as I learned to trust God, there were struggles, challenges that came our way. And you know, during those times, I really learned how to trust God. A trust that drove me on. A hope that continued no matter what. And I thank God. I thank God that it's been 20 years. And God has been faithful. And that's one of the things that we see in this psalm. That the psalmist was able to appreciate God in a deeper way. He was able to appreciate God's righteousness. He was able to appreciate God's faithfulness. In verse 22, "Also with the lute I will praise you and your faithfulness, oh my God." You know, God has been faithful this 20 years. And I really thank God. I thank God for Stephanie. I thank God for all those who have supported Pastor Mark and I. I thank God for Pastor and all the leaders.
I thank God. I thank God that He is a God who is faithful when you put your trust in Him. And this is a journey of trust. This is a journey of discovering a tremendous sense of hope in God. And you know, as the psalmist saw this, he learned to find the strength to move on, to go in the strength of the Lord. Verse 16, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. And he found an increasing strength. He found an increasing appreciation of God. He found an increasing joy and praise of God. You know, one of the interns came up to me today, and you know, it's been like, what, four weeks? Any intern here? Okay, Eugene. When you first started, was it challenging? It was tiring, right? 7 days a week being church. One of them came to me and it said, wow, you know, Pastor Mitch, the first 2-3 weeks, it was so tiring. And, you know, and the person came to me and said, wow, now I know how challenging it is to be a pastor. I say, well, good for you. At least you'll appreciate us more. But you understand, wow, you know, 7 days a week we serve the Lord. But I thank God. I thank God for that strength. I thank God for His faithfulness. I thank God that I can find a sense of joy, an increasing sense of joy, to praise Him yet more and more. And when we come to the end of the psalm, He is giving all praise and glory to God. And that's something we want to work towards, where we can go on this journey of discovering God, a journey of trust, a journey that will take us years, bit by bit, and we will discover God like we never have before. I have discovered God in ways that I guess I would never, if I did not take up this challenge to be a pastor, to rise up to the occasion. And I'm sure many of us had our own journey of trusting God and coming to this stage in our life. And so much more. You know, we don't need to fear what's ahead. We don't need to focus on the struggles. Yes, there will be struggles, but let's not focus on the struggles. Let's focus on God. And we will discover God in ways that we would never imagine. Tonight, after this, I'm going home, and you know, finally my new home is ready. After, you know, my wife had been preparing it, and tonight we have a guest, a very special friend of Stephanie. Her name is Catherine, and when she was born with a birthmark that deforms her face, and it continues to. That birthmark continues to grow, and is becoming worse and worse. But you know, it's a very special thing. She and this Catherine, her name, has a very special friendship that goes beyond looks. And they have this bond that is really special. And, you know, so she's going to come and stay with us the next few days. And whenever I talk to her, I enjoy talking to her because she will always talk about God's grace. And we will talk about God. And I thank God. I thank God. This last 20 years, I really thank God that I can have a friend over to our new place to stay. I thank God for His faithfulness to me, His righteousness, His love, and I will praise Him. I will praise Him yet more and more. And I'm looking forward to the year that is ahead, to Easter. I'm going to continue to learn how to trust Him more. And may we learn how to trust Him more. May we have an instinctive trust. May we have an increasing trust. And may we have a trust that impels us to go on to the next stage. And may we discover God even more this year. Okay, well, let's prepare our hearts.
for Holy Communion. Well, let's remain standing as I give you the Lord's benediction. And now may the love of God bring upon us a special blessing, a blessing of being able to trust in God and hope in Him throughout our life, every day of our life. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ enable us to be able to look at the Lord with reference to His righteousness and His faithfulness, and to be able to find the strength to rise up and face the challenges of life. May the fellowship of the Holy Spirit comfort us, be with us every step of the way, giving us the kind of encouragement that we need as we face the struggles of life, knowing that the Lord will give us the victory in the end. Now, until the Lord Jesus comes for us, in the name of the Lord Jesus we pray. Amen.